Okay, we're going to assume this is on, and we're going to get started. On Thursday, we talked about how important it is to know Scripture in your heart. And we worked on a Scripture that will help us. Does anybody, without looking, remember what that Scripture was? Tyler? You do? What is it?
The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?
Very, very good.
Psalms 118, 6.
The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid.
Yep, so far you're good. Very good.
The Lord is with me. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? The Lord is with me. He's my helper. Psalm 118, 6.
Very good. All right. My two helpers. Which, do you remember my two helpers? You and you, right? Would you come and hold this up in front of everybody? Come up here. Because they are wanting us to know that the Lord is with us. We don't come up here, stand up here in front of us. Okay, we're all going to say it together, okay? This is the last time we're going to work on this one. We have a new one for today. All right? Ready? The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. The Lord, what can man do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. Psalm 118, 6 and 7. All right. That's all right. We're not going to get rid of this, but we are going to go lay it back there on the floor. Can you take it back and lay it on the floor? And it'll be there in a little bit, okay? But we're going to get started. All week, we've been talking about prayer and depending on God. What was that other word that we used in place of depend?
Trust.
When you have a friend that you trust or depend on, how does that make you feel? Do you have a friend that you can tell a secret to and they won't tell anybody? Yeah. And have you ever had a friend that you told something that you didn't want them to tell and they went and told? I know. Good morning. Well, we all need to be dependable. We all need to be trustworthy. Very good. So today we're going to talk about somebody who was very trustworthy, and I'm sure that you know him. I'm sure that you've heard his story before. But okay, go to the table and get a pencil. But we're going to see how he depended on God all through his life, and how that can give us courage to depend on God all through our life. All right? Who are we going to talk about today? Daniel. Who remembers Daniel? Daniel. Okay. The king of Babylon had attacked Jerusalem. He took many people to Babylon as captives. You know what a captive is?
It's like a slave.
A hostage. A prisoner. He did that just as the prophets had warned he was going to. Daniel was a young man who was taken to the king's palace to serve the king. Daniel was about 16 years old. Daniel served so well that he worked as an official for several kings. He did such a good job that kings really liked him. He was very honest. He loved and obeyed God. every day, three times a day, everybody put up three fingers, three times a day, every day, he opened up his window and he prayed to God. We're going to draw a picture of Daniel praying. We're going to start with a number three, like that. And we're going to make an I with and a V to make a nose, and another V to make a mouth. And we're going to make a little mitten hand here. And then we're going to draw a window around him. This is the window with shutters on it. This right here. This is his hand where he's praying. This is his nose. He's got a very big nose, don't you think? And a little mouth. And the three makes his body. That's Daniel praying. You know why we made him a three inside that box? How many times a day did he pray? Three times. Did he pray three times a week?
No.
Three times on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday?
No. Every
day.
It's kind of like we pray three
times every day because we pray in the morning for our breakfast and lunch and dinner. Yeah.
And sometimes we pray at bedtime too. So
we can pray anywhere, can't we?
Anywhere,
anytime, any place. Okay, let's go on with our story. Darius, the king of Babylon, was very pleased with Daniel's work. He decided to put Daniel in charge of everyone in the government. You think that made somebody mad?
Yes.
When some other government officials heard about the king's plan, they were jealous. And they were mad that the king liked Daniel so much. Okay, we're going to draw angry, jealous faces now. Hello.
Can I say something?
Sure.
Well, not to offend you, but I think the king's name was Darius.
This was King Darius that he was serving right now. There might be another pronunciation for that, but that is a pronunciation that I got. King Darius. All right. So here's number two. Draw two circles like that. Make eyes. Make a nose.
Is this for spine?
This is for the jealous, angry other officials. That's our jealous, angry officials that did not like Daniel.
And you can draw a V for their eyebrows.
Yes, you can. That works very good. I used a C for his nose. Okay. You guys all caught up with me? You can keep drawing while I talk. These jealous officials spied on Daniel every day and every night, trying to think of a way to get rid of him. Or maybe to make the king not like him. But guess what? Yes, it's right back there. It's in the room. They found nothing. Capital N-O-T-H-I-N-G. Nothing wrong with Daniel. They couldn't find that he had done anything wrong. When they saw that Daniel knelt down in front of his window and prayed to God three times every day, they got an idea. All right. Now you can either draw these faces again, or you can just add something to them. I'm going to draw them again, okay? They got an idea. You ever seen a light bulb come on over somebody's head?
Yeah.
Yep. This is our big idea. Yeah, I can't draw light bulbs, but there we go. They got an idea. You know, I have a friend who says that when two people get together, they can make a really dumb idea sound really good. That's what these people did. These jealous, angry officials. Yep. Yeah. Right, so they make up something dumb.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. You guys keep drawing. The officials tricked King Darius into making a new law. The law said that for 30 days, nobody could pray to anyone except for King Darius. Can any of you imagine praying to another person? Can you imagine praying to George W. Bush? Doesn't that just seem silly all by itself? You can't pray to him. He can't hear our prayers. That's right. He can't hear. That was so very nice. All right. Hang on. So. It wouldn't be the same as praying to God. Whoever disobeyed would be thrown to hungry lions, and no one lived through that. The jealous officials were sure that Daniel would be eaten by the lions, or maybe he would stop praying. Why? I don't think that was why. Here is our number four. We're going to draw a picture of the law that the king signed. So you draw two S's like this. You connect them with lines at the top and the bottom. You make squiggly marks that look like words. And then you put a signet at the bottom. Right. So this is our law that the king made because the jealous officials tricked him. All right. So here comes the good part. Are you guys getting ready for the good part?
Yes.
All right. Hank, hang on. Daniel soon heard about this new law. Now Daniel could have hidden in the dark and prayed to God. Or he could just have stopped praying for 30 days. But it was so important to Daniel to pray to God every day that he kept on doing it the same way he had always done it. He didn't change anything. He just kept doing it. Even though there was pressure to stop doing it, he did it anyway. And he didn't hide either. So Daniel got in front of his window on his knees three times a day, every day. And the minute the jealous officials saw Daniel praying, they ran to the king and told him that Daniel had broken the law. How many of you like tattletales? Not me either. But that's what they were doing, huh? Okay, so here's our next picture. It's a two-part picture, okay? Here we go. Here's first, we're going to draw a surprised face, okay? Draw a big circle, and you draw eyes, and you make eyebrows. You make a nose, and then you draw an open mouth, just like if he was surprised. And then you draw hands, like that. He's all surprised. And then we're going to draw a picture up here, kind of smaller, of Daniel. This is number 5. Praying in his window. I know. That's why it's a smaller one. You see him. You see the jealous officials. They find out he is going to keep doing what he always does. So, oh, please don't fall. Please don't be fussy and fall. Okay. If it falls, we'll figure out something else again, okay? It'll be all right. Okay. Are you all up with me? Okay. King Darius figured out that the officials that were jealous and angry tricked him, and he was very upset about it because he didn't want to hurt Daniel. He loved Daniel. But when a king makes a law and seals it with his signet ring, it must be kept. So the king walked with Daniel to the lion's den. He was very sad. Okay, we're going to draw a picture of a lion. All right? We're going to put it down here. If I told you I'm a bad drawer? Okay, well, in case I haven't, I'm just about to draw this, and it's pretty bad. Okay, you start out with the number 5, okay? You start out with the number 5. Behind the number 5, you draw a circle, and you make an eye. And see? And below that, you draw a backward C to make an ear. You got that part? All right, and then you get this part down here. It's just a line kind of making a neck, like that. And then we're going to use 3s to make the lion's mane. Like that. Oh, I forgot to add one thing. You can't see? You see the lion now? Okay, we're going to add teeth now. You use V's and or a W and an M to make the teeth, because he's a hungry lion. You know, if he was that hungry, we have to know that they must have put these lions, they were not very nice to these lions. They must have put them down in this pit, which means they didn't have a lot of room to walk around, and then they didn't feed them. So that when they decided to throw somebody in there, they would be really hungry and eat them. Thank you. All right, are you ready? We're good now. King Darius sighed. You have been very faithful to your God. I hope he can save you from the hungry lions, he said. And with that, Daniel was put in the pit filled with hungry lions. A stone was rolled in front of the pit, and the king sealed it with his ring so no one could move it. That night, King Darius was sick. He was so worried about Daniel. He walked back and forth. He wondered if Daniel's God would save him. Early the next morning, the king got up. It was barely daylight, and he ran to the lion's den, and he called out, "Daniel! Daniel! Did your God save you?" Let's draw a picture of the king, and hold on. Hold on to the story. Okay, here's our number 7. Okay. We're going to draw a face. You're going to start with two eyes and a U for a nose. A line up here and make a crown like that. Make a sad mouth. You guys know how to draw question marks? We're going to draw them upside down and backwards. Like that. And like that. You can make whatever you want. And then we're going to use threes. No, you don't have to use those. Then we're going to use threes to make his beard. Okay? That's our very sad King Darius. Can you see? See, King Darius was sad because he loved Daniel and he didn't want Daniel to be hurt. But guess what? Daniel called back, "Yes, God saved me from the lions. He sent an angel who shut the lions' mouths. God knew I had done nothing wrong. The king ordered his soldiers to pull Daniel out of the den, and then he sent a message to everyone in the country that Daniel's God was the only real God, and the jealous leaders were punished." Do you know how they were punished? They threw them right back in the lion's den, and those lions were still hungry because they hadn't eaten yet. Okay, so here we're going to draw one more lion. And this is the lion with his mouth closed. So here's our last one. You draw an E, start with an E, then you draw a little I, up above it. Nope. You're doing all right. And then you draw an ear, kind of a backward C. Then we draw the neck, like that. Look, it's looking more like a lion. And then we use the threes again to make his mane. And that's our lion with his mouth closed because God sent an angel to save Daniel. A nose? Yeah, this is his nose, his whole mouth. That would be where his open... Well, like that? Like that? All right. Okay, hang on. Look, you guys did a great job. You can go home and you can share this story with other people. Okay, I have questions. You have to raise your hand, okay? Why did the officials get the king to make the law? You. Yes.
Because they were angry that the king
would fight Daniel. Very good. All right. What did Daniel do? He
prayed
anyway, didn't he?
Yeah.
What did God do when Daniel was with the lions?
God.
The Lord sent the angel, and the angel can go wherever God wants him to go. Okay. Well, one of the things that we have to do that in order to learn to depend on God is we have to practice. Are you guys with me? All right. Are you with me? Pay attention to me. Look at me. We are going to look at today's memory verse, and then we're going in a minute. In fact, I would like you to all write this memory verse down. It's a different one, but that's a good one, but it's a different one. You can't see it yet. Hang on. We're going to write down the memory verse, and it is easy today, okay? Has everybody got a place ready to write on your book? Nope, it's not that one today. It is pray continually. P-R-A-Y. P-R-A-Y. Continually. C-O-P-R-A-Y. Pray. Continually is C-O-N. P-R-A-Y. Pray. P-R-A-Y. Then pray. Nope. Hang on just a second. Continually. C-O-N. T-I-N. U-A-L-L-Y. Pray continually. I tell you what, turn around this way, rotate around, and if that thing buzzes, we're in trouble. Pray continually. Give thanks in everything. 1 Thessalonians 5:17-18. Thank you. Has everybody got it? No, not yet. If you see somebody beside you that needs help, would you help them, please? Pray continually. Give thanks in everything. 1 Thessalonians 5:17-18. That thing at the bottom, it is a Roman numeral. You know what? It's okay. It's all right that it fell. Okay, as soon as you're done with that, would you fold up your book and lay it by the front, the door? Put your pencils in a stack by the door, too. You get to take your books home today, but we need to clear up the floor. If you have something on the floor, could you put it by the wall, too? Yes, I know. We would not have had any extra pages if I had been here yesterday. Thank you for praying for me that I would feel better. I feel better today.
My friend said, God be with you.
Are we going to have a snack? No, we're going to play with them, though. I like to I like to play with my food. Don't you like to play with your food?
Yeah.
We might. We might. We'll see, okay? Okay. All right, we're going to need to get into groups of four. Somebody help this sweet little girl, please. Okay, you got to stay inside. Ooh. Hey, Kyle, I'm afraid to get in front of that. Would you put that yellow thing down and bring me a... No. Yes. Bring me that chair. Hang on. Can you guys put yourselves in groups of four? Kyle, bring that chair right here. Yeah. Mandy, and you, and you, and you, come be in a group. You go be with the girls, and you stay with Tyler. Want to stay with Tyler? Be in a group? Okay. And would you guys go with those boys over there? And then you ladies, would you stay here with and no, I think we're good. You have four? One, two. It'll be okay. It's okay if there's four or five. Okay, here's the deal. Here's what we're doing. This is that'll be fine. There this is not You can be, go be with those boys right there. Okay, now what I want you to know is that this is not a competition. We are practicing a couple of fun things, but it's to remind us, is everybody with me? Okay, if you're with me, your mouths are closed and your eyes are looking at me. Practice makes perfect, right? When we practice things, we get better at it. Right. Yeah, okay, Mr. Missouri. Okay, we have three different games that we're going to practice at, okay? That's why you're into different groups. Over here, there is a bucket with a little bitty ping pong wiffle ball. You see my ping pong wiffle ball? Okay, you have to stand away from the bucket. And you have to bounce the ball into the bucket. It has to hit the floor at least one time. Each person gets to practice three times. Okay? Try three times to get it in, and then it's somebody else's turn. Okay, that's at that station. Right here in the middle, we have bing bags. You have to practice getting them in that trash can. Now, let me tell you, I found the cleanest trash can I could find. Okay? Like this. You take the bean bag. Oop, I missed bad. And you try to throw it in. Oh, I got it. I practiced a little bit. All right? You each get to throw three bean bags. And then it's the next person's turn. If somebody in each group would be the beanbag getter and hand it to somebody else, that would be lovely. All right, now this third one is the hardest challenge. I have marshmallows and chopsticks. How many have ever used chopsticks before? You are?
I think I have.
Okay. Well, we're going to take some marshmallows here. And we've got some pairs of chopsticks here. You have to pick up the marshmallow like this, carry it over here, and put it down. You can only use one hand. You can't use the other hand. Okay, oh, hang on. You can pick it up. You can even like take it and scoop it on top, okay? But you can only use one hand. No, you can only put one on there. Okay, these are our challenges to practice. So so that we remember that we're going to practice depending on God. Because if you practice now, when you get to be my age, which is not as old as you might think. Oh, I love you. I'm going to take you home with me. I'm a little older than that. You have to leave. You can't be in here anymore. No, I'll tell you. You know what? I'm 30. No, I'm 39. So I'm not. Well, how about that? I like that. I don't think you're supposed to say that. Okay. So in your groups, make three groups. With the marshmallow challenge, you take three marshmallows, and then it's somebody else's turn, okay? Remember, this is not a competition. All right, so who's going to start with the... You guys go start with the bucket and the ping pong ball. Yes, you start with the marshmallows. You guys cheer each other on, okay? And remember, only use one hand. All right. You big boys have to scoot back. Yeah. All right. That's far enough. There you go. Let's see. All right. There you go. How's it going? Who's got the bucket? Okay. Who's going to help me? Okay. Ready? You can get a little closer. But you try to bounce it and put it in the, and get it to go bounce into the bucket. Okay? Oh, go get it. Okay, you get two more tries. Two more tries.
Is it okay if we don't want to do the same thing that the rest of the groups? The rest of the group doesn't practice.
Well, I'd like you to try practicing all of them. But you, I'm not going to make you. Okay? What do you not want to do?
The marshmallow.
How come?
Because it's like so easy.
You think it's so easy? Show me. Show me. I'll come watch you. Would you watch these little guys over there? All right. How's the marshmallow? All right. How's the marshmallow thing going? Who's Mandy? All right. She's going to show me how. Yeah. Yeah.
It's hard for me to do it without my other hand.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, look at you. Let's see if you can make it harder. All right. You get two at the same time.
That's what I said. Why couldn't we get it?
You know, that's a good reminder. Sometimes we find that we're really good at something and something is easy for us. So then we need to take it up a notch and make it a little more challenging. All right, you guys, it's time for the girls. Let me have the bean bags. Here you go. All right. Look at you. Put them back. All right. All right. Who hasn't had a chance over here? Okay. Okay, have you done it over here? Okay, why don't you go over to the bucket on the other side? Can you go over to the bucket? I think the bucket one is a little harder because that ball doesn't bounce. Yay! Yay! Oh!
All right, next turn.
You guys did really good. Are we done?